afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The New South Wales Government has announced the 8th round of resources for regions is open to the tune of $75 million. Essentially, councils get a 50% increase on last year's funding they were awarded. Muswellbrook will see around $6 million this time, for Singleton around $8 million, and a couple of million for the Upper Hunter Shire. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says it's great news for mine affected towns, and even better, the funding has changed, better to suit communities.
Sue Moore, the Mayor of Singleton, and of course others have advocated for that. So we delivered on that. We delivered on one, the redesign, which is now fairer. It matches where the mining jobs are, and therefore that's where the greater impact is, and therefore you should return that investment. Second part was I made a commitment that I'll increase the funds in round 8 to $75 million, and I'm doing that again today.
Speaking of royalties, New South Wales Labor pledged over the weekend they'd see $100 million a year funnelled into the Upper Hunter from mining royalties. At the official launch, their candidate Jeff Drayton yesterday said that they would put $100 million into resources for regions each year and increase the minimum allocation in each round to make sure the regions get more money back. Jeff Drayton said the region had been dudded for too long. A poll in the Daily Telegraph this morning shows the New South Wales Nationals will retain the seat of Upper Hunter at this weekend's by-election. There's only 2% difference when it comes to two-party preferred between the Nationals and Labor. Shooters, Fishers and Farmers are next, followed by One Nation. On that poll, Nationals candidate Dave Lozelle said in Singleton he's not too worried.
I'm fairly focused on the people of the Upper Hunter. I'm not too worried about the polls at all, because each and every person needs to make their decision, and that's what I'm focused on, making sure that I get an opportunity to talk to every person.
Meantime, Labor's candidate Jeff Drayton says he doesn't believe any polls.
Yeah, being up front, I don't believe polls. And I think that there's plenty of us in the Labor Party that don't believe them and shouldn't believe them. So, yeah, I'm not sure the poll gives any indication.
The poll also shows Gladys Berejiklian as the preferred choice for Premier over opposition leader Jodie McKay. And the Westpac rescue helicopter was incredibly busy flying across the Upper Hunter on the weekend. At about 9 a.m. on Saturday, they were called to Merriwar to assist after a man in his 60s sustained serious injuries after falling from a horse. The animal then rolled on the man, compounding his injuries. There was a fatal motorbike accident the helicopter was called to on Saturday morning at Laguna. A ute and a motorbike collided near the Great North Road and Murray Run Road. The 49-year-old motorbike rider was treated at the scene but was pronounced deceased a short time later. And on Saturday evening, the chopper was also called to Monkerai near Dungog after a woman in her 40s was seriously injured when her motor vehicle was impacted by a kangaroo. The third round of Bangalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League wrapped up over the weekend, which saw the round begin on Thursday night with Aberdeen hosting the Scone Thoroughbreds. The result went the way of the visitors in a big win, 54-10 over the home side, while yesterday it was action between Denman and Muswellbrook. The Devils were too strong, defeating the Rams 40-24. And the Tiger Cup competition got underway with the opening game of the newly formed under-18s comp, combining both Group 21 and Group 4. It was all one-way traffic, with the Singleton Greyhounds defeating the Gunnedah Bulldogs 60-0. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.